AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Christmas celebrations are getting underway around the world. In the West Bank city of Bethlehem, there is a festive atmosphere as Christians gather together. In this country, as final preparations are being made, there are also warnings about the possibility of terrorist attacks.
The warning was issued after a publicly available list of U.S. churches was posted on a militant's social media site. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued the warning to law enforcement nationwide just days after the deadly attack at a Christmas market in Berlin. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for that attack. FBI spokesman Andrew Ames says the FBI is aware of the list of churches posted online and is tracking the matter. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
A routine request for ID papers outside a deserted train station early Friday morning led to the police shootout that killed that fugitive who was wanted in the Berlin attack. Now the AP's Geir Molson reports investigators are trying to find out how the suspect was able to travel so quickly through Europe following the attack.
French authorities are just refusing to comment on how the Berlin suspect, Anis Amri, apparently crossed into France and was able to leave again for Italy in the face of the international manhunt. France had increased security on its borders with Germany after the Christmas market attack.
And we've just learned that Tunisian police have arrested the suspect's nephew and two others who are suspected of belonging to the same extremist network. Russian President Vladimir Putin wants relations with the U.S. to improve under the new Trump administration. In a four-hour-long news conference, Putin was sharply critical of Democrats for blaming their loss in November on hackers. President-elect Trump is not happy. The U.S. abstained from a vote in the U.N. Security Council on a resolution that condemned Israeli settlement activities. In a tweet, he says things will change after January 20th. This is AP Radio News. Minnesota Vikings players have made it to their hotel in Wisconsin, but it wasn't easy. The team's plane skid off a runway in snowy conditions Friday and became stuck in the grass. The players had to wait hours to get off the aircraft. No injuries reported. The Vikings are in Wisconsin to play the Packers later today. President Obama and his family are getting ready for Christmas in Hawaii, where they sent the nation their annual Christmas message.
For the final time as the first family, we will join our fellow Christians around the world to rejoice in the birth of our Savior. And as we retell his story from that holy night, we'll also remember his eternal message, one of boundless love, compassion, and hope.
The President and First Lady also spoke of the service and sacrifice of America's military families. Engineers have now restored service in the vast majority of homes in northern Scotland that lost power during an intense storm yesterday. More heavy winds are expected through the weekend, and severe weather warnings remain in effect for parts of Scotland. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.